I just want to remind us that our ethics are the proof and the evidence of our faith. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at us, He looks at our ethics. He looks at our values. And if somebody were to ask you today, how do you know whether a person is a Muslim or not? You would say, I know a person is a Muslim or not when he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, when he says that, I believe him to be a Muslim. Or if a person comes up to me and says, I'm a Muslim, I have no reason to doubt that person. During one of the battles, one of the companions of the Holy Prophet was fighting against the enemy. And just as he was about to kill the enemy said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. The companion of the Prophet looked at him and said, really? At this time, you think I'm going to believe you? And he brought down his sword and killed that person. When the Prophet of Allah found out, he was very upset. He said, how dare you do that? Did you open up his heart? Did you look into his heart? Did you find out whether he was being truthful or not? Right? So when a person comes to me and says, I'm a Muslim, okay, I treat them as a Muslim. All the laws of Islam and a Muslim get applied to that person. But the question is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at me, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges me, what does He judge me by? He judges me by two things. One is my faith, the other is my character. Now I want to share two hadith with you, which I hope you will take away from today, inshallah. The first hadith, the fifth holy Imam, Imam Al-Baqir, alayhi afdalu salati wa salam. He says to one of his companions, Ya Sulaiman, atadri manil muslim? Do you know who is a Muslim? The companions were very polite. So he says to the Imam, جُعِلْتُ فِدَاكَ أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ. May I be ransomed for you? You are more knowledgeable than me. So the Imam says to him, Al-Muslim, مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. A Muslim is that person whom other Muslims are at peace, they are protected from his tongue and his hands. Meaning that he doesn't wrong them verbally. He doesn't wrong them physically. He doesn't wrong them financially. In another hadith from the sixth Imam, he says, if you want to know whether a person has faith in his heart or not, how do you know? The Imam says, لا تغتروا بصلاتهم ولا بصيامهم. Don't get deceived by a person's prayer. Don't get deceived by a person's fasting. Another hadith, he says, don't get deceived by the length of a person's ruku. Don't get deceived by a length of the person's sujood. Prayer is important. Prayer is wajib. Fasting is important. Fasting is wajib. But prayer and fasting is not enough. So how do I know whether a person has faith or not? Whether I can trust them or not? Right? Because sometimes, for example, you want to enter a business transaction with a person. Sometimes you want to get married or you want someone to get married to a person. How do you know that person is trustworthy and faithful or not? The Imam says two things. وَلَكِنْ اِخْتَبِرُوهُمْ عِنْدَ صِدْقِ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَدَاءِ الْأَمَانَةِ. Test them. When it comes to speaking the truth, are they willing to speak the truth even when it's not in their interest? Are they willing to return the amana and not betray a person's trust even when it's not to his profit? If he is willing to do that, this person has faith. Now, one last point. There is a difference in ethics within a secular system and an Islamic system. There is difference in ethics within a secular society and an Islamic society. And it's very important that we understand this difference. In a secular system, the focus is on the action itself. The focus is on a person performing the action itself. So for example, the society will ask you, and that's the case in today's society, it will ask you to speak the truth. It will ask you to return a person's trust. It will ask you to keep your promises. It will ask you to do generosity. It will ask you to do good to others. It will ask you to take care of others. It will ask you to be a faithful person, for example. In an Islamic society, The focus is not on the action, the focus is on the character. Meaning what? Meaning that it's not enough to speak the truth. Islam wants you to be a truthful person. It's not enough to do acts of generosity. Islam wants you to be a generous person. It's not enough to keep your promises. Islam wants you to be a person who enjoys keeping his promises and likes to keep his promises. It's not enough to do good. Islam wants you to be a person who does good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنُونَ. And do good, for surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves what? He doesn't say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves acts of kindness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He loves those people who have the character of doing good.